Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and I've got a special bonus episode for you. This is a free episode for patrons, and, well, everyone gets everything free, but, you know, this is not one that I charge the patrons for. This is just a bonus, and it is the bloopers from episode 91, Fictional Families with T, Pip, and Tech. And so you can hear us when we're not in the main feed. So mostly the before and after chit chat and hear us be silly and stupid and funny. Hopefully. Bye.
Right now. So anything you say may end up in a blooper reel.
Okay.
Something funny. Say something
memorable. I like the dark hair, Pip.
Thanks. I got a bit of
she's got a little bit of a little bit of color in there, but she went dark on dark.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see it up close, you'll see she's got streaks of purple in there.
Ah. I am a fan of the purple.
Yeah.
The purpose
if I could permanent the purple, I would.
I'm trying to see what the posters are behind you.
Okay.
Is the poster on the left hand side of your head? I do not recognize
this one.
That one, yeah.
It's by a friend of ours. Took him 10 years to make the film.
Oh my God! Is that the 95ers?
Yes, it is.
Oh wow! Okay, so that's a poster of the 95ers I'd never seen.
Yeah, it's the big foam core one that he had for the screening.
Oh, neat.
And he signed it for me. And actually, hang on. I got to show you the one behind the door.
The one behind the door? Okay.
Ah!
Oh, Bella. It's Bella.
Not sure if you can make that out, though.
Well, I see Bella. I see Bella Lugosi.
Yes.
Yeah, the classics. Respect the classics, man.
It's a reprint of a poster for New York Sports Club. From 1967 for their Buckets of Blood drive.
Oh.
And I helped work on the reprint because they had to change it to add the year because they were afraid of people showing up.
Oh.
But it was a Halloween blood drive.
Oh, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's a fun one. And then let's see. I got Harley Quinn.
So I figured that was Harley.
And then above her is a robot.
It's a robot.
The some of the art that and actually I guess the rest of it's over here where you can't see it. So one year around my birthday, I was down in New York doing work, and while I was gone, Tech set up the studio for me, and he put up the quilts on the walls, and he set up the desk, and he did all this awesome stuff. And there was a convention in our town, and he went to the convention and bought a bunch of art to put up on the walls. So when I came home, there was like all this awesome geek art, and my studio was all set up.
Now you guys are in Toronto.
North of Toronto.
North of Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in Ontario, but you're not in Toronto.
Right. We're about an hour and something away.
So I'm just guessing.
That was in Fredericton when we lived in New Brunswick.
Oh, got it.
It was Anna Maritime, which used to be a roving con. So the Maritimes of Canada are a couple of different provinces, and this con used to move from province to province, changing its location, you know, kind of like Fantasy Con does.
Yeah.
Until they came to Fredericton, and Fredericton has this massive convention center that ended up being so perfect for them that they couldn't afford to go anywhere else. So it's become a Fredericton convention, and that was from the first year it was there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well,
Silver Pharaoh, right?
We did send a copy of the Silver Pharaoh.
Yes,
right?
Yes, you did. We are going to talk a little bit about the Silver Pharaoh, and then we're going to get into a little panel discussion about fictional families and our favorite fictional families, and what makes a fictional family work.
And that was the tie-in with Silver Pharaoh, and that Verity has lost her but she's found a new family, or did the seven find her?
They sort of found each other.
Yeah, they found each other. Okay, that should definitely we get definitely some things to pull from. So I think
that'll be fun.
Yeah,
hang on one second.
Tech, where are you? There he is.
Yay.
There he is. He's in his gym jams.
Can't hear it now.
You didn't hear any of that, but he said he didn't know if I wanted to titillate my viewers with him showing up nude, so he decided to put on pants.
Hey, that's fine.
We're all friends here. We're all friends here, Tech. It's all good.
Pantsless podcasting works.
Yes, that does.
All righty then, and... I should turn on your mic.
The last time
can you
saw
give
you
me
guys,
30 seconds to get a drink?
30 seconds to get a drink, go.
30 seconds to get a drink, go. Last time we saw you guys was Balticon 2 years ago?
Did we podcast since then? I can't remember.
No. We didn't. No. I want to say the last time we podcast, we were talking, I think we were talking about the Kickstarter for the Ghost Rebellion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was it.
Not 2 years ago, more like 18.
Okay.
Of course he does.
I know you're talking to a pretty lady.
He's just going to sit between the monitors and stare at us. And
he is the floof monster.
And you've got a big box in front of you.
He's seen bigger boxes.
He's seen bigger boxes.
I've seen bigger.
Mm.
Oh, actually.
Hmm.
Throw this away because there's...
upgraded.
Yay.
Should be going fast.
New RAM always makes a computer happy. I recently went through a crazy crash where I still don't know what happened. But when I was trying to reinstall Yosemite, it installed Sierra. My computer's not approved for Sierra.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I had to, so at first I was like, hey, this is actually kind of working. So I got to test drive Sierra for a couple of days and then it stopped working. And so I had to use a slow Sierra to get the bootable flash drive proper and reinstall Yosemite and say, and the App Store keeps saying, oh, upgrade to Sierra. No, go away. Leave me alone.
Tempt me with that.
Tempt me not to do Sierra.
Yes.
I just feel like every time when I finally find time to figure out a new OS, a new OS is available, I'm just like, stop doing that.
Yeah, every time there's a new OS. Oh, hang on, I'm on a cord.
All right.
Yeah, every time there's a new OS, it's... you're ready for it, and they've come out with the new one.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Tech.
All right.
Good to see you.
And you.
There's, like, no light on you.
Sporting that brilliant all-black shirt. Very nice.
Yeah.
Of course, of course. Okay.
Keeping it right there, bro.
Sorry. And I am doing what they call firing for effect. This is whiskey and Mountain Dew.
Hey now,
that's
so
how.
They're kind of canceling each other out. We got look. Next time you guys come down for a convention or something, we got to take you, both of you, to a distillery we just discovered, 10 minutes from our house.
Stop trying to get people drunk.
No, let them get people drunk. I love this idea and everything about it.
They got vodka that you can drink straight. They have a
anyone can drink vodka straight. It's whether
it's good or not.
It tastes good. They have a cinnamon whiskey that doesn't burn your esophagus when it goes down. It actually tastes like proper cinnamon whiskey.
They make it out of actually.
They
leave out the formaldehyde.
Yeah, they leave out the formaldehyde.
Yeah, but that's the good stuff that preserves your body. Okay, so I'm going to start the broadcast.
Okay.
If I can find my mouse, there we go.
Jiminy Cricket.
I had to get that out of the way now.
PG podcast, no swearing.
Yes. So
we're aiming for an hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the book, and then we'll get into our discussion. And you get lots of time to pimp also at the end.
Okay. We'll be patient.
Okay.
Just watching the icon up here. See if it's...
Hello, YouTube land. This is Nuke Joss, and we're about to start the recording for a Nutty Bites episode, so please enjoy yourselves. I'm actually going to take 2 seconds to try to open up the YouTube page so that I can see any chatting that may happen.
Enjoy yourselves.
There we go.
We can actually tell people to share and enjoy.
Yes, they can share and enjoy. And I'm just going to say, hello, questions.
Go stick your head in a pig. Sorry.
Go here. Okay.
No Hitchhikers fans in the room? Just me?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
It's been so long since I've done Hitchhikers. I don't recognize it.
So if you have questions or comments, you can leave that in the YouTube page. And I will try to make sure to keep an eye out for that to see if anybody's typing anything there. And you can also tweet me and if... And I should get a notification. So if you'd like to participate, that's how we're filling in for the QA app, which no longer exists, unfortunately. All right. I am about to start the MP3 spiel. This part will get cut out. Oh, boy.
Run!
I was going to say, you might have to carry him back. You might have.
That's okay. The bedroom's just across the hall.
Oh, there you go.
He can crawl there.
Yeah. And worst comes to worst, there's a bed in the studio.
Even better. Yes. Bed in the studio.
Yeah, the studio is the guest room. So.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So what you see behind me is, you know, office equipment, everything else. And what's in front of me is the bed and all of the quilts.
That must be a very wide room then, or a very deep room.
It's average size, I guess. I don't know.
Average size?
All right. I'm pushed right up against the bed.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have any questions or any?
No, just Shane. Shane did say he still thinks that Spike and Drew should be together. They belong together.
Spike and Drew.
Yes. Geez. And Shane is talking about the bed. Because he has stayed here.
Yeah. Spike and Drew, the Ross and Rachel of the Whedonverse.
Well, and actually, we could even bring in the whole bit about how Angel. Spike, Drew, and Darla, and Darla were their own little family. You know, they were a very twisted family.
Nasty.
Yes. Vampires make twisted
nasty
families.
Nasty women.
And we're off the air.
That was fun. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Right. So when we make it down to the stage this spring, we need to run into you people.
That'd be great.
For payback?
Should we do an arranged run into people?
Yeah. For revenge. And by that, I mean I'm bringing rye.
No. Good rye.
I bring the good rye.
Take you places.
Oh, good rye?
We
can take you places.
And remember, we have our guest room. And it is actually...
That is actually a guest room.
And it is actually an offer. Yeah. People say, you don't mean that, do you? No! Why would we say that?
We actually mean that.
Well, you know, like I said, I everyone laughs. It's like, yeah, we've got an extra room. It happens to be the studio, but I've fit my sister and brother-in-law because the bed actually is like a two-piece bed. So the top comes off and becomes a second bed. And that's where their 13-year-old and 11-year-old stayed in this room this summer. And we've had your sister... brother-in-law and their three kids in this room. Yep. And
So the next time, are you guys planning any stops in Toronto and any publicity tours?
No.
Presently not. Not at the moment.
Okay, go to Toronto.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived in a little village far away. I've got this friend, Joelle, right? Sam. I know how to get there. It just takes the right story, that's all. Once upon a time, I'm looking for my friend. Getting to Elfland isn't the same as getting into Elfland. You must tell me a story. One which I have never heard before. Elfland. Fairy. Avalon. Tir na n'og. When you read enough fairy tales, you learn how things work. When you are ready... Six stories told at night. Part audio drama, part storytelling, all Canadian fairy tales. Find out more at ktbrisky.com. That's KTBRYSKI.com.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.